Welcome to Season 3, Episode 2 of Radio C here on Youth Express, recorded live from Oakland Catholic High School. This is Zoya Domashnev, and I'm a senior here at Oakland Catholic. For this episode, we're going to do something a little bit different. I sat down to talk to Erica Strasburger, my lovely neighbor, who is also chief of staff for District 8 here in the city of Pittsburgh. We had a great conversation about the ups and downs and ins and outs of Pittsburgh and how the city has changed so much in just the last few years. So I'm going to try my best to intertwine my interview with Erica into the segments where I'm talking here with my co-host. However, our conversations sometimes get off track. I think it's going to be a kind of a rough little transition, but try your best to follow along, listeners. We hope the best for you, and I hope you enjoy this podcast. So joining me today is fellow senior Annie Trainer and juniors Marie Gerges and Leah Mayberry, talking about Pittsburgh, the evolving socioeconomic factors of it, and why it's just a great place to be. So to start, where do you all live? And when did you move here? Like, kind of what's your background with the city of Pittsburgh? I live in Squirrel Hill currently. I have lived there my entire life. My parents are not from here at all. My mom's from a small town in central PA. My dad's from Moscow, Russia. So it's kind of a different scene, just a little bit from Pittsburgh. But we definitely think we're a Pittsburgh family entirely. Total yinzers, I guess.
I'm Annie Trainer, and I have lived in Monroeville my entire life. It is in the eastern suburbs of Pittsburgh, just about 13 miles outside of the city.
I'm Leah. I live in white suburbia in the South Hills, Upper St. Clair.
I'm Marie. I used to live in the Hill District in downtown until I was in seventh grade, and then I moved to Fox Chapel.
I moved to Pittsburgh in 2009. I moved from New Hampshire. I had never been to Pittsburgh before. Well, that's not true. I'd been to Pittsburgh before, but I'd never lived here before. And I had the choice to either move to Pittsburgh or to move back to California, where I'm originally from. I grew up in the Bay Area. And my now husband, then boyfriend, and I met in New Hampshire, and he wanted to come back down to Pittsburgh after getting his law degree and after, you know, taking the bar exam and start his law career here. And I thought, okay, I'll move to Pittsburgh with you. I'll give it a shot. We'll stay for 2 years and then we'll see what happens. And we stayed for 2 years. And then after 2 years, we bought a house and really put down roots here. And it's been amazing because it's one of those cities that you can really wrap your arms around, and it welcomed me with open arms. It was just like one of the most welcoming places I've ever been to before. So I fell in love with Pittsburgh. I mean, wouldn't be doing what I'm doing right now working for the city if I didn't love it. So, and I feel like I can be a good liaison and a good ambassador for the city being from somewhere else too. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can, I can say, look, I've lived in San Francisco. I've lived in the Bay Area. I've lived in a beautiful, pristine place like New Hampshire. Pittsburgh has a lot going on. So it's a great place to be. So when I first moved here, I was working for an environmental nonprofit called Penn Environment. And in fact, Penn Environment didn't have a Pittsburgh office until I moved here. It had a seasonal office, but not a permanent Pittsburgh office. And so that was really great to sort of bring that organization to Pittsburgh. I lived in Squirrel Hill. I still live in Squirrel Hill, but I lived in an apartment, and it was within walking distance of Squirrel Hill, which is amazing because you have access within walking distance to everything Squirrel Hill has. I mean, growing up in the suburbs in California, I couldn't fathom living in a place that was affordable where you could walk to the grocery store, walk to the movie theater, walk to the drugstore. It's just incredible to me. And so my impression of Pittsburgh was that it was a city of neighborhoods, which it is. And I think the topography, all the hills and the valleys really add to that. I know that, in other cities like Chicago, you might have neighborhoods, but they're less defined as they are in Pittsburgh. So I think that's really cool. And it's also cool because for me, coming from a place that has hills, it just felt immediately like home a little bit. It reminded me of San Francisco. It reminded me of the Bay Area. And, you know, I didn't think it wasn't the biggest city I'd ever been in, but there was something really nice about it. I just felt immediately at home. And when I first got here, I think I would have had a different I had a different impression of the city than I would have had I moved here now. It didn't feel quite as cosmopolitan. There were a few nice restaurants. I knew all of them. I very quickly found out where, you know, kind of the cool streets were and where to go out. But that's all changing now because it's all just exploding so quickly. So,
So we talked about like the neighborhood feel of Pittsburgh. We talked about issues with housing and like the gentrification issue. Mm-hmm. That's like a huge problem here. We talked about like some of the great things about Pittsburgh, like restaurants and things like that.
I do find it interesting how not bad our traffic is compared to other cities, because yeah, like other cities, it's a nightmare. Like, you don't move for 2 hours, and here we have like a million people come into the city a day. Like, our population is only like 300,000, but we have over three times that coming in. But there is like that, you know, not looming necessarily, but there is, or like threat, that's like the worst word to use of Amazon coming in, but there is that like, yeah, what if Amazon comes? Like, that's going to change our dynamic here. And I think one thing to be said about that is, like, the neighborhood feel of Pittsburgh. Like, I live in Squirrel Hill. I'm in, like, a very residential part of it. You walk 10 minutes and you can get to, like, downtown Squirrel Hill, so to speak. And you can go to different shops and stuff. But it doesn't feel like you're living in, like, a really huge metropolitan area ever. I'm not like surrounded by high rises or anything. And the thought of Amazon coming is kind of not threatening once again, but it could change that whole feel that Pittsburgh has of, you know, you can be in a really neighborhood feeling Mr. Rogers beautiful little green area, and then 10 minutes later on a walk you end up in Oakland, you know, in the heart of the city, really, because like downtown isn't exactly like the most friendly area, and you end up in this crazy city like neighborhood where full of hospitals and colleges and high schools. It's diverse in that way.
I think Pittsburgh traffic maybe seems bad, but compared to other cities or that are even more populated than Pittsburgh, like New York City and Philadelphia, Pittsburgh traffic isn't so bad. But if Amazon does come to Pittsburgh, then I think that we'll see changes in traffic. So our city leaders will definitely have to address our public transportation deficiencies. Yeah, I think that Pittsburgh is definitely would be a great place to live. It's been ranked as the most livable city in the United States several times. But I think that Erica talked about the unintended consequences of the growth. So Pittsburgh might be becoming a much more expensive and less livable city in the future. And so we have to think about what makes Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh, and how we can retain that even as the economy improves and Pittsburgh becomes a more hipster city.
So I think that the socioeconomic change that's happening in Pittsburgh is affecting Pittsburgh differently than it's affecting its reputation nationally. More and more people I talk to, either because they, you know, either people I know who live in California or just people I meet, say, at a national conference, you know that Pittsburgh is a place that's on the map now. And especially folks in the tech community who live in Austin or live in Boston or wherever they live, they know of Pittsburgh. It's like a place that people are gravitating towards. And I think what's so cool is that people are moving to Pittsburgh not just because they're the trailing partner or because they came here for school or work. They are seeking out a place that's livable like Pittsburgh. I think that that's a little bit different from what we're experiencing here in the city, because if you live in the East End and you're getting priced out of your home, that's a different experience than someone who is a longtime homeowner in you know, South Pittsburgh. And that's different from the person who is moving here and is so excited to be here and thinks that it's way more affordable than it ever was in New York City and Manhattan. So it just depends on where you live so much what your experience is. And my goal is to see revitalization, but, you know, a preservation of what makes Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh, whether that is jobs and the people who have lived here for generations, or historic preservation of our buildings to make sure that we don't just look like a cookie cutter city like a lot of other cities out there. See Pittsburgh 5 years from now, 10 years from now, continue to attract people. Like I said, we need to attract people. We are a city of 305,000. We have room for 700,000. That's what we were at our peak in the 1950s. And we have about 1 million people who come in and work in the city. We have about 1 million people who are in the city during a work day. And so, you know, there is room for more people in the city. There's room for growth, but it has to be equitable and has to be sustainable. And so, you know, you look at projects like Hazelwood Green, for instance, where, you know, Hazelwood has fallen on hard times, and it's far away from the city center. It feels somewhat isolated down there. And there is this great possibility for not only building offices and housing, but employing those who live in Hazelwood first and have good paying union, in some cases union jobs, for building what's going to be there and for the businesses and the operations that are going to be there. And if that comes to fruition in the way that I think it will, because of the minds that I know are behind it, I'd like to see that as a model for what we can do elsewhere in the city. There's room for growth, there's room for revitalization in a lot of our communities, and it's starting to happen, and I want to see vibrant business districts, but I want to see that happen from within. I want it to be a community-driven effort where, you know, the people who are filling the jobs there aren't just from out of town, but they're filled by people who are from the community.
If I could change one thing about Pittsburgh, it would be taking in more immigrants.
Fix all the potholes.
Oh, yeah. I would say, like we were talking about earlier, public transportation, because I have a license now. I've had a license for like a year and a half. But before that, I loved the bus. I mean, I still love the bus, but I took the bus all the time, like to random places sometimes. And just so unreliable, or like the buses I needed to take would come like once every 2 hours if I was lucky. Like, that is the worst system on earth.
If I could change one thing about Pittsburgh, it would also be the public transportation, improving it.
To the question of how it's changed since the time that I moved here. So I moved here in 2009. And one really, I think, illustrative way of looking at it is when I first moved here, I started hearing about how cool Lawrenceville was. And I talked to my husband about it, and he was like, oh, Lawrenceville, there's nothing down there. And I was like, but I think there's something down here. Let's go. I've never been to Butler Street. Let's go check it out. And, you know, we went down there, and there was Tamari, which is a restaurant that's since closed, but it was one of the first kind of, you know, big restaurants there. And it checked out a few bars, and, you know, there was a little bit happening. And I was like, okay, there's potential for this neighborhood. And then it was like overnight that it changed. It became this neighborhood that was like overrun by young people and, you know, the Brooklyn of Pittsburgh. And it just seemed like it happened within 4 years. I've been here for about 10 years now, and it has completely changed. And I think that's just illustrative of, again, what the city's going through. So some neighborhoods are experiencing that kind of boom. Mm-hmm. Some neighborhoods are well-established, like Squirrel Hill and Shadyside, but are still experiencing some sort of changes internally as well. And then there's some neighborhoods that would take anything that they could get. I think of areas like the West End that just aren't seeing that kind of investment and development that the East End is getting. Areas in the North Side, and some areas in the North Side, some areas in South Pittsburgh. So, you know, it really depends on where you are, what you're seeing, and what your experience is.
It is such a unique city in a lot of regards. Like, it doesn't have that overly metropolitan feel. And I think at times when I see neighborhoods like East Liberty, you know, issues with housing and things like that aside, I see in neighborhoods like Bloomfield that did have a huge, like these huge apartment buildings put in on the corner of Balm and Liberty. I see these like huge buildings coming in, and I'm like, are we going to lose this like really wonderful neighborhood feeling that Pittsburgh has? Because like Lawrenceville is cute and quirky, and, you know, it has houses everywhere, and it has a neighborhood feel with like a main business district. But also at the top of that hill, you have Penn Avenue, and you have the Children's Hospital, and it's huge. And it really gives it this super crazy busy city feel that
I'm scared Pittsburgh might lose.
You know, my biggest fear is that it's going to change so much that it's no longer going to be Pittsburgh. And that can happen in a lot of different ways. It can happen because we don't put policies or practices in place that control housing and where housing happens and where development happens, and that there are an array of housing options that everyone can afford to live in the place that they want to live. I think that we need to continue to grow as a city, and that we need to continue to attract workers here, and we need that tax base. We need, I mean, it sounds boring, but we need people to live here so that we literally just have the money to repair our infrastructure and repair our roads. But, you know, that growth can't be at the expense of those who are most vulnerable and who, you know, have lived here for a long time and are low-income residents or on fixed incomes. So we just have to make sure that the growth, we account for the unintended consequences of the growth,
right?
Even though it's ultimately a good thing.
Another point about Squirrel Hill is definitely, or even another point about Pittsburgh in general, is how it has such a crazy culmination of so many different cultures and immigrants here. Squirrel Hill in particular, I know there is a Russian population. I don't know how big it is, but I remember my dad would just like make all these connections with anyone he heard speaking Russian anywhere in Squirrel Hill, like the Giant Eagle, anywhere on Forbes Avenue. He would just say, he would hear Russian and he would like go up and start talking to them in like automatic friendship. And I'm trying to think of any other populations. I mean, Squirrel Hill is like predominantly Jewish. I think it's actually the second, I think Squirrel Hill South is the second most densely populated area of Jewish people next to Israel.
So what's one thing you hope about Pittsburgh you hope never does?
I think the accent, Pittsburghese, there's something so earnest and so sort of just warm and welcoming about the accent. And I know there's different types of Pittsburgh accents, and it just makes me so happy. It's like this sort of really, I think it's defining of Pittsburgh, because it has this, it's a combination of Ohio Midwestern with the sort of Southern Maryland accent with like the East Coast of Philadelphia. It was just so interesting, and I'm really into accents, and I hope that the Pittsburgh accent never dies.
If you were to describe Pittsburgh in three words, I would use livable, neighborly, cool, or like neat, but like not like clean, but like we are clean. We are actually so clean. Philadelphia is so dirty.
If I had to describe Pittsburgh in three words, I would describe it as beautiful, exciting, and home.
Mine are probably similar to Annie and Zoya's. Pittsburgh's very friendly. It's scenic. We have 446 bridges, the most in any city. And maybe cool, like Zoya said.
Finally, do you guys have any favorite places you like to go or things to do here in Pittsburgh?
Along with what Annie said, the museums here are great. They never get old. I could go to a museum every single day, never get tired of it.
So, I mean, I love so many of our museums. Obviously, Andy Warhol is so, so great. But I think one that people should know about if they don't already know about it, because it's just so bizarre, is called the Byronhof Museum. And it only costs like $10 or $15. You got to reserve it in advance because it's actually a tour of an old house in O'Hara Township. And it's up on a hill overlooking the Allegheny River. And it's just this quirky guy who built a house and was really interested in music boxes and musical instruments and like the sound of music for the movie, and built like all these amazing kind of trap doors and hidden doors. And you get a tour of it, and it is totally wacky and worth checking out if you can go. It's called the Byronhof. So it looks like a ski chalet from Austria, kind of. That style is very interesting. Favorite local store. So this is a little bit out of some people's price range. I was able to get a bag from this place because of some generous relatives who gave me a gift certificate. But it's called Moop, and it's downtown, but they mostly are online as well. And it sells bags. And it's a female-owned store. Their bags are waxed leather, and they're waterproof on the inside. And they're just really, really good quality. and you can get little purses, wallets, bags, satchels. It's my work bag. I love it. And it just, it's just an amazing, she's an amazing designer. It looks good. And I really like supporting a female-owned store.
My favorite thing about Pittsburgh would have to be Three Rivers. I don't know how you can talk about Pittsburgh and not bring up the Three Rivers, because I row on them all the time. And it's really, it's just really beautiful. And the bridges are so pretty, and just the architecture. It's really nice to look at.
That concludes this episode of Radio C on Youth Express, recorded live from Oakland Catholic High School. Special thanks to Mrs. Rinkus and Mrs. Fratto, our moderators, and the Youth Express team. We welcome your feedback and input. Please address comments to info@youthexpress.org. You're listening to Youth Express, all youth, all the time. For more of this podcast or others like it, find us on SoundCloud or stay tuned to youthexpress.org.
Youth Express, catch the future.
My neighbor. My television neighbor. I'm glad we're together again.